Welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Washington Times national security reporter Sean Waterman. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hi, Andy.
Surveillance tools, not just for spies anymore, and just in time for Christmas, right?
Yes, well, you could certainly stuff any number of stockings with this kind of equipment and software that there's now a global marketplace in.
All right, well, give me an idea of what we're talking about, Sean. I mean, are there specific items, whether it be hardware or software, available to us?
Oh, sure. I mean, let's take the cell phone intercept, and a device that'll fit in a briefcase. You can monitor any cell phone conversation within range. It impersonates a cell tower, right? So it sends out the same kind of radio signal that a cell phone tower does, and the cell phone communicates with it rather than a legitimate tower.
Wow.
Or a technique for tapping glass fiber optic cables. You know, this kind of stuff that a few years ago really only a handful of government agencies worldwide, principally, of course, our own National Security Agency, could, you know, had access to. Now, you know, this database that Privacy International and WikiLeaks published last week, 135 companies in 25 different countries, you know, all competing for business from governments all over the world.
Huh. Now, are we listed as a provider of this type of stuff, even though it may be illegal in some fashion in our country? Are we selling it abroad?
Well, all the companies involved insist that they abide by the relevant laws and, you know, of whichever country they're in. U.S. exports of some kinds of surveillance technology are subject to export controls by the Department of Commerce. And, you know, I mean, the government has, I mean, the State Department says it's committed to internet freedom and, you know, it's monitoring this very closely. But the problem is that, you know, now that there is this global marketplace, you know, if U.S. And European companies don't compete in this space, then the business is just going to go to Russian and Chinese companies, and that raises the possibility that in the future the FBI or other U.S. agencies trying to buy this kind of technology might not be able to, you know, get it from U.S. companies.
You know, one of my concerns would be software that could penetrate secure internet connections. Those who bank online or conduct other business online, they'd be vulnerable.
The kinds of tools that are now available, who knows how far this stuff has proliferated, Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly there are crime syndicates with access to very sophisticated malware that can log, you know, every keystroke your computer makes. Certainly intelligence agencies have the access to that. You know, I mean, you can actually buy this stuff in the cyber underground, as well as, you know, from these above ground companies.
We've come a long way from OnStar. I was just thinking the other day, you know, it used to be that we were so impressed when the folks at OnStar said, well, we know exactly where you are because we're monitoring your car through a GPS system. Now I guess we could find the location of someone based on tracking their phone signal?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and these capabilities are very widely available. And one of the experts that I spoke to for the story said, you know, look, okay, it's illegal, but, you know, stealing cars is illegal, but it doesn't mean we don't put locks on the doors. We put very sophisticated anti-theft technology in cars. Cell phone calls, you know, are not encrypted. Most people don't encrypt their email. You know, they may use a secure, the little padlock in the browser, padlock in the browser that tells you you've got a secure internet connection. But frankly, that's not really secure anymore. The whole architecture of that little padlock in the browser, the so-called secure sockets layer, or SSL, is, you know, very vulnerable. And any of these companies will sell you products that will crack it.
Software encryption. Now, that, to me, would be another market that's available to U.S. companies and companies abroad. I'm sure it's already out there, but I never thought of even attempting something like that you know, on my cell phone or on my PC. I just wouldn't think about that.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not really available in this kind of user-friendly formats that antivirus software is, for example. But I think, you know, as the proliferation of this kind of technology, you know, goes forward, Andy, I think we're all going to have to start to think about, you know, how we value our privacy. I mean, I, for example, keep the GPS function on my telephone switched off. Now, that wouldn't protect me from, you know, from a foreign intelligence service, because I'm sure, you know, you can put malware on a phone that can switch anything on, you know, that can turn it into a microphone to record all the conversations that you have. But, I mean, it does mean that I won't get, you know, targeted text messages telling me about nearby restaurants. So, you know, it's all about how much care people want to take, you know, to protect themselves, really.
Let me ask
how
you
much convenient, you know, how much privacy they're prepared to sacrifice for the sake of convenience.
Yeah. Let me ask you, at the beginning of the interview, you mentioned a device that actually traps a cell signal, acts as a cell tower. How much would something like that cost? Any idea?
That's a good question, and I'm afraid I don't know the answer, Andy.
That's all right.
The
all right.
brochures that these, you know, provided to the investigators who spent the last year attending sales conferences, you know, closed press events where these companies tout their wares, the brochures don't give any prices.
Right.
But, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, and I would assume over time those prices come down, and that's how we've been able to afford, you know, big, beautiful flat-screen televisions for $200 at Black Friday events a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, the longer it's out there, the more available it becomes and the cheaper it becomes. I was just kind of curious to see if this is inexpensive enough that a large number of people could buy this stuff and begin to use it, that's all.
For the time being, this is going to stay the preserve of high-end government intelligence and law enforcement services and very high-end private security contractors. I don't think it's the sort of thing that we're going to see people, you know, using to get evidence for their divorce.
I gotcha. All right, Sean, always good to talk to you. Keep an eye on this stuff for us, will you?
Will do, Andy. Thank
you. Take care. Sean Waterman here at 730 WTNT, The Truth.